Hey, this is Terry, and this is episode 372.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com. Welcome aboard, everybody that's coming on. We hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. If this is your first time with our podcast, this is the podcast that's dedicated for that entrepreneur, that person that's wanting to make a dent in the universe, that, like Jack Black has said, is tired of working for the man and ready to be the man. So we're in the studio tonight. I'm with my counterparts, my children, and some of my favorite people in the world. To my left, I've got Miss Lindsay Taylor. How are you doing, Miss Lindsay?
I'm here.
Come on. You're just here?
I had swim lessons for my kids today.
Well, how was that?
I believe my daughter screamed for me for approximately half of her lessons. Mommy, save me! Mommy.
You know, my mom always said, you can't go swimming until you learn how to swim. So that's how she got out of teaching us swim.
Hey.
I guess that works.
Yeah.
She said, you'll kill yourself. You can't go swimming until you learn how to swim. It wasn't until I was older that I figured out why that logic was flawed. But it worked at the time. I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's right. It's not safe to go swimming until you learn how to swim.
They learned a lot today. I mean, today they're able to put their heads underwater, which is progress.
Well, that's cool. That trains them for life.
That's right.
You know, you hold your breath and duck.
Yep.
That's how to be successful in life. And to her right, Mr. Reagan, you're out of the camera. I got to get you back
in
the camera.
Out of the camera? I didn't even look at that.
I'll move the camera. It's easier for me to move this camera than get you to move.
You want me to just pick up the
seat? What have you been doing today, Reagan? You've been swimming with sharks?
Well, you're talking about building... learning how to swim, it sounds like building credit. You can't build credit until you have credit. And then it's a self-fulfilling cycle.
Yeah.
How do you build credit? It's like, well, you get a credit card. So how do you get a credit card?
Well, you got to have credit. Yeah, we went and Reagan is getting his first new car.
Trying to. Yeah, we'll see.
And he's a young college child. He's part of one of my children. Young college young man. And we're all Honda fans here. So we went down to the Honda dealership that we go to and talked to Miss Taylor and talked to her about a Honda Accord Sport.
I bet they love every time they see y'all coming.
Listen, she had to get a napkin out and just watch. She said, I'm going to eat again tonight. Wilson just rolled up. I think this will be the fourth car in less than a year that we have bought from that young lady.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. I told her, she says she's going to name her firstborn child Wilson.
She should. I see a new Honda in your driveway every time I come down the street.
Well, you know, we like our Hondas. So,
got a lot of people that started driving all at once as well.
Yeah,
River and Gabby.
And speaking to Mr. River.
Sorry. Let me try that again.
See, this is why.
We lit, fam.
Yeah, we lit. I got my license.
Yeah.
And I'm also a new driver now. So
if you're in the upstate of South Carolina, stay off the road. That's right.
Seriously. This isn't the cliche joke. Like, I'm a terrible driver.
Hey, you're in good company.
Together.
Yeah.
That's not a joke, actually. Seriously, be careful out there. It's not safe.
What car are you driving?
My dad's. But I'm actually buying his old car.
You're buying Reagan's.
That's the idea.
He's buying Reagan's old car, and Reagan is buying a new car. And
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You've been working.
And I'm a donor now, too, ever since I got my license.
So. All right. Yeah.
He figured out, he goes, now, do I get a break if I get pulled over when they say I'm a donor?
Yep.
And I say, they might kill you and say, we need a kidney.
True story.
Not about me.
It can work out either way. Who knows?
That's awesome, River.
Thank you. Well, guys, tonight's show is talk about getting down to business. All we're talking about all night long is business. Normally, I have sort of like a mindset theme, you know, or I have, you know, a good sales strategy. We always come up with some type of theme. But I've been asked by several members, hey, Terry, can you produce another podcast that's just nothing but 100% nothing but TW3 business, the tools and everything? I said, we'll get right down to it. So tonight, if that was you, you were the ones asking about, hey, just give us the nitty gritty business show. That's tonight. That's what we're talking about. We're going to answer your questions. If you got any questions about using a bulk texter, a bulk dialer, bulk emailer, using blogs, content marketing, podcasts, webinars, if you got any questions regarding that, any of the tools that we use at TW3, any questions about how we got members making anywhere from nothing to $5,000 a week or more, that tonight's the night to ask us the questions. We're going to give away some cool stuff. So if you want to enter to win a $300 free food for sharing our podcast, all you have to do, if you're on YouTube, and if you're not on YouTube, get over there. Just get over to YouTube, get to the stream here, and click share. And then when you share it with the hashtag TW3Podcast372. Share it to your social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, any of those that you use. Is there any social media platform we don't look at when we do that? I think it's LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook is the three that
we don't look at. Instagram, but
the young kids use Snapchat, I hear.
Yeah, well, isn't Snapchat sort of like there today and gone? I mean, it's just up for a minute.
I don't understand it. I've never been successful with that one.
Our generation is just like, I don't know what this is. And they laugh. It's like, thank God we got one.
That's true. That's why I like Snapchat.
Yeah. That's why all the kids are on Snapchats, because it's old.
We don't get it.
Hot as ever.
So LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, get on there, share this at hashtag TW3Podcast. If one of you guys can enter it into the chat so they've got it in text form so they can see that. Reagan, are you up on there so you can...
Yeah, and I'm also saving questions. So any questions people send in, I'm putting
great.
To the side.
Okay, so you're doing that. And tonight is all about the questions, so we're going to get right to that. So the $300 food, if you want a two-night, three-day vacation, and you plan on coming to the conference, well, you can win a two-night, three-day vacation tonight. All you have to be is the first person to go over to worthmoreconference.com and buy a conference ticket. We're having a conference again, Worth More Conference 2020. We're talking about vision. What do you see for yourself? What do you see in your future? What do you see in your business, your career? What do you want to do? What do you want to look like down the road? That's what we're talking about in 2020 in March at the Worth More Conference. And we got a lot of cool things lined up for the folks that are coming. If you have already spoken to someone about TW3, make sure that you've checked with them and see if they're a reseller first. Before you go buy the ticket, see, hey, are you a reseller of tickets? If you're not, go on over to worthmoreconference.com and get that. And we'll definitely sell them to you right there. If they are a reseller, they've got an affiliate link. Let them send you a link, because we'd like to share in the resale of it and give them a little bit of thank you for helping us promote the conference. They get a little kickback for doing it. Conference is very affordable. You can talk to anybody that's been there, and they will tell you it's one of the best conferences out there. And for the price you pay versus the content you get, I'm really proud of it. It's one of the best things we do at TW3, and we're committed to continue to do it again. Reagan, if they want to continue to chat, if they want to chat tonight, what are the rules of the chat?
The rules. Hear my voice?
I
gave out right there. Welcome to puberty at 22. No, the rules of the chat is just keep it relevant, keep it clean. Some of these were for us. I say this every week, but we started that first one. No cursing during the podcast. You know, that was rule number one.
Damn, that's tough.
keep it clean, keep it relevant, and keep it on topic. So.
All right. So keep it relevant, positive. And what do they need to avoid again?
Oh, yeah. So if you're a member, try and keep your membership training questions for the membership training.
On Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. That's when we get in the nitty gritty. If you want real detailed, drilled down specifics on your funnel, on your blog, on anything that has to do with marketing, that's what we want to do. So that's what we're doing tonight. When we get back from this break, we're going to get right into your questions. We got them already teed up. We've got six questions already teed up. Reagan's got more, and we'll be back right after this. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone or read a script, you can
can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/call center.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
So the first question was, where do we go when we're on break? that was a question. So.
What we do is we go back in the corner and laugh at... No, never mind.
I also have a question. Stop. I also have a question.
Would you get to the point? Hurry up.
Yes.
Come on, Reagan.
I have questions on my
back. Reagan, I got to go. Let's go.
I have questions on my backstroke. Okay. am I following through or am I planting my feet? Which is it? Because I'm a little confused.
Well, I think you're pronating on your swing.
All right.
Okay. That's the problem.
I'm going to nod my head like I know what that means.
You're pronating.
Pronating. Got it.
Yep. That's right. The problem with your golf swing.
Yep. All right.
And any golfer on here can tell you he pronates.
Ron said CBD on break.
I mean, you never know. We got stuff over here.
No, we don't. No, this is our address.
Poor Lindsay has been put on hold right now with her.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
The popo came.
All right, you ready to start getting into these?
Would you hurry up? Get to the point.
I'm sorry.
Reagan, come on.
I apologize.
Why are you taking all your time?
People are waiting.
I swear.
Guys, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. Okay, so first question, it's from
this
Gary.
Person's got to check back in Walmart.
Let's see here.
Come on.
Stop. It says, really interested. Is there a person I can talk to you regarding? Why is there a charge before signing up? So I'm assuming they're wondering what's with the price before.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, what we offer is a digital marketing platform, and it's software and website based, and it's all in the clouds. And so pronating is a real word. That's not cussing.
Rule one.
So to get your website, to get all the software, to get everything you need, if you're going to be a member, you have to purchase these tools. And then what we do is we train you how to use these tools to then generate income. So that's the reason why there's a charge, because to go get server space, to go get the software, to go get all the plugins, the things, and then to pay someone to put it together, that is all front loaded cost. And so that's the reason why. And so we get we capture the funds that to cover that cost, and then put you in business. It's just like, this is a business. When you become a member at TW3, whether you become credentialed with our SRT platform, whether you become credentialed with our Plus platform or our Elite platform, you are going into business for yourself. That's what it is. So if you wanted to go into business for yourself at McDonald's, you have to buy the franchise before you get the brick and mortar, the fries, the VAT, the machine, the training. So that's what it is. Now, if you're saying, well, I really want a job, cool. We'll help you get a job.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. We don't make no judgments on that. We're not browbeating anybody, because entrepreneurialism isn't for everybody.
Okay? Amen.
Can I get an amen?
You got one.
Can I get an amen?
I'm going to testify back
yes,
here.
Yes, Lord. Somebody get on the Hammond B3. I'm about to preach. But the point is, for those who want a business, then there's business assets that and I'm not whoever asked that question. Don't take it the wrong way. I'm not beating up on you. But just to understand, there's a cost, and someone's got to front that cost. And if you want to start a business, you're going to have to invest. That's all I'm saying. And so that's the reason why. And that's why right up front, I want to tell you, there's no refunds on our business, because once you have the tools and it's been conveyed and the space has been brought and all, I can't go back to my server company. I can't go back to these various software companies. I can't go back to, hey, they decided and then they give me a refund. So therefore I can't pass along. I can't go back to Lindsay and say, hey, Lindsay, I need a refund, when she says, well, I've already spent 8 hours with this person getting everything up.
That's why you signed three times.
Yeah. So we want you to be clear real quick up front, you know, make sure you want to do this, because we're not wanting to hurt anybody. Hear me. Mm-hmm. We've got other opportunities. We will get to you. If entrepreneurialism and this type of business isn't your thing, we're not under any compulsion here. We make money to help you. And helping you might mean, don't do this. Go over here and do this.
Yep.
And you don't pay anything. And we get paid to send you over there and help you. So hear me now or feel me later, as I like to say. Yep. Someone asked, what does that mean? It means hear the words or feel the consequences of not hearing.
Sure.
I think a
good segue to that for everybody that's brand new and doesn't know what we are. What are we? What is this? What is this business?
Are you asking who am I? Are you getting philosophical all
a little bit, yeah. What's my purpose? So,
why am I? To do and carry out the will of... Oh, never mind. So your purpose... I'm still over there. I'm not in Sunday school. This business was started by me 11 years ago when I lost my music business and I had to get in the insurance business. Now, this business has nothing to do... Well, it's not exclusively insurance anymore. But I was thrown into a whole nother industry and I got sick and tired of buying leads because I figured out real quick, they sucked. You know, they were running ads on social media and on this back when Google AdWords were real copy. Hey, fill out this survey and get a chance to win a free iPhone, you know, and they wanted nothing to do with insurance, had nothing to do. And so I'd buy these leads for $45, go out and call them. And I was like the 5th, 10th, 12th person already called them. They're ticked off that I'm even talking to them. And so I figured out real quick, well, if I'm going to survive in this new business, I better learn how to generate leads. And I already had my music background and I built that music company online. And so I started using some of the tools, some of the techniques that built my other business. And all of a sudden I just got lucky. Now, most things didn't work out, but I'm just one of those goofballs that I don't quit. Okay. I would say if there's one attribute that I've got that's made me successful, it's not that I'm a great talker, listen to me. It's not that I'm that smart, listen to me. It's not that I'm great looking, look at me. You know, self-deprecating humor is my favorite kind of humor.
Got a joke about that.
But it's just, I'm too stupid to quit. Okay, so, and the other thing was I had kids. You guys wanted to eat. Your mom got in the habit of wanting to feed you guys. And I said, I better figure out how to do something. So I learned how to generate leads. And as I did that, I became successful in that business. And as I became successful, I had other agents coming to me and said, hey, can we use your tools to generate leads? And so I sold them a training platform and these tools that I was using. And then they came back and said, hey, we've got all these other agents. Can we resell it for you as well? And so I had to come up with a business model, allow them to resell it and make money. When I did that, the business exploded because then I started having real estate people get involved. I started having MLM and network marketing people, restaurant owners, churches, all these other people said, hey, I want these tools in your training. And that's how 11 years ago, TW3 was started. And so that's who we are. That's our genesis. That's how we got started for you guys that are brand new. This is a lead generation marketing platform. We're going to get in later in segment three coming up. I'm going to show you the top 10 ways that you can make money with TW3. And all of them except one is selling TW3. You can sell TW3, and that's what we concentrate on a lot because it's real easy to do. But there's also all these other ways. We've got a member that might be on tonight. I don't know if he's on, but if Chris from Florida is on, I mean, he's going to make over $100,000 this year. Hasn't sold one TW3 package.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So if I am, because I don't speak insurance, I feel like it's a language.
It is. Well, every industry has got its own vernacular and jargon and stuff. Yeah.
So if someone comes on and they say, I want to use TW3 to generate leads.
Yes.
Would I first focus on training them on the sales funnel or into my toolbox?
Great question. So they're wanting to use TW3 as a tool, not as a business opportunity, is what you're telling.
Correct. They want to generate leads for their insurance business.
Okay. So what you would tell them is, I know steps 1 through 6 is about selling TW3. I know that, and I'm not asking you to. Mm-hmm. Be honest with them.
Yeah.
But I am asking you to go through that training to learn how to build funnels, learn how to use ad copy, learn how to drive traffic. And you could even use it for the purposes of recruiting. Don't recruit into TW3.
Right.
Recruit into your insurance.
So the person could take what they learn from sales funnel training and instead
steps 1 through 6, and just instead of recruiting for TW3,
right,
recruit for their insurance business. Now, they might say, okay, I'm not interested in recruiting for my insurance business. I want to sell insurance. And you say, that's fine, but at least take the training.
Right.
Because what you're going to learn in your plus package is how to use a voice broadcast dialer, how to use these engagement tools. If you'll notice steps 1 through 6, we never teach and train on how to use the engagement tools. The engagement tools are the dialer, the bulk emailer, the bulk texter. The reason why is that's a little higher risk game. Okay. It's a little, it takes a little bit more marketing sophistication. Okay. That gets into what's called push marketing.
Right.
Push marketing is where I interrupt your day. You didn't want to talk to me. You're down there in your lovely home, spending time with your lovely children, talking to your lovely husband. You're watching your favorite whatever on TV. And all of a sudden you get this intrusive, invasive text, email, or voicemail. Mm-hmm. If I'm not sophisticated enough to know how to communicate to you immediately to where I don't tick you off, mm-hmm. but actually compel you to respond, then I can spend thousands of dollars and not make a dime.
Got it.
So step seven, that plus package gets into script development, gets into what to say, how to say it. I give a whole breakdown of how to build mm-hmm. a script, and I use my insurance background as an illustration. You can apply it to whatever.
Right.
But as an illustration of how I use the voice robo dialer mm-hmm. back when I was doing that and how I did it, how I targeted people. Because remember my PPP training, mm-hmm. people, product, process, they all gets in that. That's in step seven. We don't want you to circumvent step six. Okay.
Sorry.
We don't, that's at my iPad.
Yeah. Going I was just on. Saying you might want to silence it.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Taylor, it's not charged. Okay. She's talking about your car.
gotcha.
Okay. You've got to have that skill set to build a funnel, mm-hmm. to do online marketing, text marketing. The reason is because if you don't have that skill set, then what are you to do? You are manually talking to every single person. There's no way you can scale a business that way. And keep in mm-hmm. mind, when you start using these tools, even though this is in your scenario, they're not using TW3 to resell it. They're using mm-hmm. TW3 to use as a tool mm-hmm. to build their insurance. You technically are starting a second business, and this is what it is, a lead generation business for yourself.
Okay.
You're generating leads. And the lead generation business is not like the insurance business.
So basically, instead of posting an ad on Craigslist, for example, recruiting TW3, you would do a text market with a link, and that would take them to their insurance funnel.
It could be text. It could be the voice broadcast dialer. It could do bulk email. It could be ad copy, but instead of on Craigslist, we teach them how to do it on Facebook and target the audience and pull them into a funnel.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you for clarifying that.
But you've got to understand how to build a funnel.
Yeah, of course.
Or, you're literally putting the cart before the horse.
Right.
Well, we have questions on specifically the robot dialer. We actually get this a lot. It says there's a lot of noise in the news about the DNC list and associated entities cracking down.
Yes.
Could you explain how TW3 stands out from the competition in this regard with its database?
Yeah, that's a great question. To my knowledge, okay, you heard me say that. There might be someone else out there I'm just not aware of. To my knowledge, we're the only lead marketing company like what we do that gives people a filtered, scrubbed list to dial with our dialer. There are companies that you can go to and go get a robo dialer, but then they say you provide your own list to call. Where are you going to go get a list that's legal?
FCC compliant.
That's FCC compliant to call. Mm-hmm. What we do at TW3 is we don't allow you to go grab your own list, load it in our dialer, and start dialing out. Because we can't guarantee you can legally call those people. And that noise is right. The FCC is cracking down. And the reason is because you've got all these offshore people. They're dialing into the states. There's not a person on here that probably don't get, robo dials on their cell phone all the flipping time now. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're very hard to catch because they're coming most of the time from overseas. So what we do is when you get our dialer, you get access to our data list. Okay. And so you pay for your dial time and you pay a small charge for the data list because our data list is updated every 2 weeks. It's filtered, it's scrubbed against the national do not call list. It's opted in, which means we can call them legally. So you're covered. So you're not going to get in trouble. And if you're in a state or trying to call a state that the AG in that state says, we will put you in jail, because there are two states in the union, there are two states that you do not use a robo dial. It doesn't matter if they opted in. It doesn't matter if it's your mama. You better not use a robo dialer. One of them's Arizona and the other one's Indiana. It's a no-go zone. And so our dialer doesn't dial in the States. Because why? We're FCC compliant. We have got you locked down. We have got a safety on this gun, so you cannot shoot but in one direction, and you have to have a clear target to shoot at.
Perfect.
You know, it's, for lack of a better term, I'm not trying to be a disparaging person here, but it's idiot proof.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's see here. How did you get started with all this? I think we answered that one. Okay, so how long does it take to start making money, realistically, to start for free and not invest money? So starting as an affiliate or just a sales rep, I guess.
Okay, if you start as an affiliate, which means you're not investing in the tools that'll do a lot of the work for you, that means you're doing a lot of grunt work, okay? And which means you're going to have to generate your own leads or buy your own leads. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to follow up with those leads because you don't have a sales funnel, you don't have an autoresponder, you don't have those things. So realistically, you're going to have to hustle in your first several weeks to get going. We do have affiliates that make money, but normally it's because they're buying leads or they're working with a recruiter that's doing something to generate them leads, and they're buying it from them and helping them out. Here's the blunt truth. 98% of home-based businesses fail, according to every study that's been out there forever. And I usually quote Forbes, but they're not the only ones that's done this. The reason is, and they attributed it to the factor, and you probably know this if you've ever been in a home-based business or anything else, most of these people are pestering you at school, pestering you at work, coming to your neighborhood, wanting to have a party. That's not a sustainable business model. In other words, the whole reason why most home-based businesses don't work is because you don't have a means to get in front of people. TW3, because we're a lead generation marketing platform with all of these assets, problem number one is already solved. Problem number two is they're usually not profitable. You're going to make a minimum of $750. You're going to make a maximum of $50. Could you imagine doing all of the hustle work that has to take place and then selling a $50 item only to make 10 bucks?
Well, hold up. An affiliate makes $100, $150, and $300. Let's clarify.
Yes. Yes, that's true. But my mind was out on another product. I'm sorry. But even on our product, you know, you're going to have to hustle to make $100.
Well, the math works out, like ratio of it, essentially. Yeah.
It's a hustle. But I would tell you, I'm not trying to poo-poo it or anything. I mean, we offer it. But I'm just saying, you're going to have to put in a lot of grunt work, or you're going to have to buy leads to get in front of people, because it's a hustle up front. But do it, and you could start making money. Our sales cycle is usually 2 to 3 weeks. So you're going to have to hustle for 2 weeks and not see any results. Don't get frustrated. Stay at it, and then you'll start seeing results.
Not trying to cut in line, because this is the latest question, but it's a segue. Carries on. What would you suggest a person begin with in your system?
Step one.
Well, package-wise, probably. Recommend they start as a... And this kind of ties into another question, which is, what are the different levels of participation and their cost?
Yeah, so we don't really have levels. I mean, we've talked about that. Here's some language we want to stop using. Not because of... I'm not ashamed of it, but it can be misleading. We don't have levels.
Sure.
This isn't a multi-level marketing business, okay? We have various packages, and one is just a sales rep and trainer package. One is a plus rep and trainer package. One is the elite rep and trainer package, okay? No matter what package you get, you credential with, you make the same on the resale of it.
Yes.
So there's no levels, and if you sell one, whatever that person does, you don't get any, it's not that. It's not one of those type of businesses. But what I recommend, based on what you do or based on what you want to do with us and based on how much money you want to make. Now, I know this sounds self-serving, but if you can afford it, it doesn't put stress on you. It doesn't put you in a bad situation. Get the elite package. And I'll tell you why. You have every marketing asset. And more importantly,
the training.
You have the highest level of training that you're put in the best position to succeed.
And the Elite Mastermind. I feel like that's invaluable as a resource for new people coming on.
It is. You know, I open up everyone's microphones on Wednesday nights after our general training. And if you have a specific problem specific to you, then I open you and let's talk. Now, me and you are talking and we're working out your problem. But here's the other thing. The people that are on with us get the benefit of listening in. So a lot of times you'll find most people have the same problems.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've been in it long enough, it's the same 10 questions you get all the time. and 70% of them are steps four.
Yeah. You know?
But my answer is, if you don't have a product, you need something to sell, you're looking at this as strictly only a business opportunity, and you're tight on funds to start at the sales rep and trainer package. If you already have a product, you're an insurance agent, real estate agent, you have other things, you want to do RMP, which means you want to be able to offer things, like I said up front, don't get this if you can't afford it, and don't get this if entrepreneurial, it will help you get a job, because we get paid to help. As a plus rep, you can do that as well, because you're getting certified and credentialed to be able to offer some of these RMPs, referral marketing packages. If you want the highest ability and opportunity to make money, you want residual income, passive income, you want better training, more access to other elite members that are making 5 and 10 grand a week, then become an elite member. So, you know, I will tell everybody, I don't care if you're just a sales rep or an elite member, or excuse me, a sales affiliate, just an affiliate. Everybody in the sound of my voice eventually needs to be an elite member if you want to make the highest income. But when you get there, that's your journey and what you can do.
What are the prices between everything? You may have said it and I just missed it.
No, I didn't. $9.97 for our sales rep and trainer mm-hmm. package, plus rep and trainer package is $14.97, and elite rep and trainer package is $29.97. The reason they're broken up that way is if I don't have a product, I just need. And here's the other thing. If you talk to anybody, you read anything, someone's ever said, all it is you just buy something to resell it. Well, these folks haven't listened to a public podcasting and sure haven't taken the training in the back, because that's only the sales rep and trainer package. Sales rep and trainers can do nothing but resell TW3. That's what you're trained to do. That's what you're giving the assets to do. You're not giving anything else to do. However, plus reps can make RMP money. They can generate leads for their own business. They can do all kinds of other things. Elite members have 15 ways from Sunday. A lot of my elite members make most of their money outside of selling TW3. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just an ignorant statement if anyone said it or has written it. So
you're alluding to someone. No, I'm just messing.
No, I heard. Well, I
well,
heard.
We have heard it.
I've heard. Before, all it is. Yeah. It's like, you are foolish.
Yeah. You don't understand it, but it's all
but
good.
Mark Twain says, never argue with a lesser than intelligent person, because someone might walk by and not be able to distinguish between the two. So I'm trying my best to learn to take that advice, but just hard.
Let's see here. If you're looking to market for insurance agents, where should I start? What options are available?
If you're wanting to market to insurance agents,
I believe that was a question. I may have
for the purpose of reselling like a plus package. I would definitely look at LinkedIn, social media marketing, with Facebook, and always, of course, with Craigslist, with the specific type of ad copy and the way we train you on how to place that ad copy.
And we're getting a lot of questions about what's our availability for Canada.
Yeah, we're totally available. Is
there any difference between Canada and America to use the system?
The only difference is our engagement tools in Canada. We don't have a list in Canada. So you can't use our dialer. You can't use our bulk emailer.
Sure.
In Canada. But you can use the business opportunity and resell this in Canada. You can use the blogs. You can use...
The links would still work as well.
Links probably, still work. Yeah. We got a ton of RMP offers in Canada. You can use our bulk dialer, and we can help you get a resource that's not us that would work in Canada, but our resource, our data list, does not go in Canada. But we have people that we can refer you to. But yeah, we've got folks in Japan, we've got folks in Canada already, we got folks in Australia, we've got folks in New Zealand that's coming on. I've got folks maybe in Ireland that's coming on, which we're going to Ireland.
That's pretty cool.
In September.
Going Scotland. International.
You're muted. Did you know that?
Like Mr. Bean. Not muted. The international thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense. Anyway.
All right. Let's see here. Moving on.
I've been with a car dealer one. All day.
Let's see. This one's from Jimmy. Can the funnels be done for Google search ads, email blast, SEO, and other social media platforms?
Yeah, the funnels can be used to link to anything. Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. Great question.
All right. Let's see here. Next one. I'm a plus member. I upgrade to elite before the conference. Will I get any kind of difference in the price I would have paid as a plus member for the conference?
Nope. Everybody, whether you're a sales rep and trainer, whether you're an affiliate, whether you're an elite member, whether you're my mother, everybody pays the same price. Everybody pays the same price. Sorry, Grandma Joyce.
Let's see here. I'm trying to pull up the questions you had sent me. If you want to vamp for a second.
Oh,
where are my keys at?
you said vamp. I thought you meant rap. That's not even rapping. That's beatboxing. What am I talking about?
All right, let's see. I've got Terry, I currently have a full-time job, but I have always dreamed about doing my own thing. I've tried other work-from-home biz ops, but have honestly, most of them never worked out and tend to be really big on promises but short on delivery. How is your business any different from the rest? Sincerely, Matt Simmons, Salt City.
Okay. I'll let Miss Lindsay answer that first.
I would say what really separates us from the competition is our level of support and training, especially if you come in at plus or elite level. And I don't know if I should say this or not.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't care. I'll clean it up. It's bad.
Okay. Well, so personally as a coach, I don't care what package you buy. I will coach you for 15 minutes a week as long as you need it.
Right.
And now that's what I'm able to do because, sure. You know, I have a nice client load at this point, which I'm grateful for.
Thank you.
But so if you come in at the plus level or the elite level, you get some extra coaching.
Right.
Also. So there's that. Again, the Eagles Landing is
Mastermind.
Huge, yeah. Huge asset to anyone coming.
Have you watched
on.
Any of the recordings of it yet?
I have, yeah.
What do you think?
It's good. I mean, it's good. I can't be there. Which
I know,
because
you're a grandma.
No. I mean, I have practice. And so practice runs.
That's a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even if I was awake, you know how you are after practice, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I know. Once you've done that, you're sort of mentally.
I don't have anything left in my head. but so, yeah, basically the support. And again, you know, the weekly trainings, the fact that we do this podcast, I find is a very valuable resource to seekers.
Yes. I'm going to tell you something. We figured out, you know, we figured out how much people valued this podcast when we went away on vacation for about a month and a half.
Apparently people like it or something. It's weird.
I don't know why. Well, now we do have people that don't like it.
Yeah.
Some people want us to get to the point.
Yeah, we've
some
heard
people
that.
If we're 38 seconds late,
yep,
have meltdowns.
We're a little petty.
We're not salty.
That's not true. We're not little petty.
You're right. I apologize. We're petty.
We're big petty.
I'm Richard Petty.
Is that Tom Petty's brother?
Yeah. And the Heartbreaker. Gotcha. Sean, if you want to get a hold of anyone at TW3, I'm talking to Sean Gary. All you have to do is go to terrywilson3.com/contact. And if you know who your recruiter is, we'll send that message over to them. If you don't have a recruiter, we will assign you one. So if you're trying to get a hold of someone and they're not returning your calls, not returning your email, I saw you just pop up on the chat. Occasionally I look down and I see someone talking. I'm talking to Sean Gary. Make sure that you go to terrywilson3.com/contact and say, hey, this is my name. This is what I'm looking for. I've been talking to such and such and so. No one's responding. Here's what I want. And we will get you to someone. Now, make sure that you're responsive. We've had this situation before where people are trying to reach out and the email is going to their junk or spam or promotional folder and they're not seeing it. But we will, if someone's not being responsive, we will get you to someone that's hungrier than the person who's not responding.
Which, a note from Daniel. Who's our guy in Japan? He says,
it's Daniel's son.
It's racist.
No. It's Karate Kid, Okinawa.
Alicia, he's being racist.
I'm not being racist. He's not even Japanese.
Disgust.
Alicia's not Japanese.
Alicia's
Chinese. But the point is that reference is about Karate Kid. That has nothing to do with anything.
He says, but you can use the data and the tools to market in the U.S. I am in Japan marketing in the U.S. So for any of our international people, you can still use it if you have connections in the U.S. to
there we go.
Gotcha. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Daniel, son. Daniel, apparently. Sweep the floor.
She was asleep.
Oh,
did he wake you up?
No, I feel bad.
I'm sorry.
She said no. Let's see here. How can I make money without selling anything?
RMP, referral marketing. What that is where we get you hooked up with these companies as an elite member or plus member, but most of the time when you're getting to that level of marketing, what you're wanting to do is actually at the elite level. And what you do is you refer people over to things like jobs. You can refer people over to hourly jobs, salary jobs, jobs that pay up to $40 an hour. You get paid to get them in front of those recruiters, those trainers, and you've helped them.
Are we boring you?
You know, there's a mute button, right?
I'm
there.
Sorry.
All you gotta do is mute it.
I did. Nope. And then Reagan unmuted
him. Nope.
No.
Nope.
It was unmuted.
This is mute.
Lindsay's ever on mute.
I'm sorry.
She said it was muted, and I'm like,
I've been in a rhythm of going to bed at 9:30.
This guy, shut up. I'm sorry to be so boring, Lily. But that's how you make money with TW3, and you don't sell anything. You're offering things, jobs, books. There's a ministry site that I run and do, and I'll say, hey, if you want this plug-in to get a free Bible app to where you can look up verses and do things like that, go over here. It's a Google Chrome plug-in. They put it in. I get $1.50 every time someone downloads that plug-in for free. There's all kinds of things like that in your RMP, your referral marketing package. And so that's the beautiful thing about TW3. Hey, you don't want to resell a business opportunity. That's not your thing, and you don't have a business. You get these tools. You start using them. I did a voicemail drop back during the heat of the 2016 election, and Donald Trump was saying, newsflash.
Donald Trump was Donald Trumping. That's all you got to say.
y'all gonna find this is amazing, but y'all probably won't believe this. But Trump said something that some people found offensive.
No,
I know.
Never. Not the Donald.
The Donald said
we're in dangerous waters. Move on. Keep going.
Keep swimming.
Just keep going. Don't clarify.
I'll get out of this. Trust me. So I said
Should
to
myself. Should we get him a shovel?
I said to myself, self, there's some folks out there that might find this offensive. And so I said, and then I said to myself, I said, self. I said, Sal, there's some folks out there that's saying amen right now. And I said, Sal, wait a minute. I can get a data list. I can leave a voicemail drop and I can say, how did you feel about what such and such said on such and such time? Go to, send them to a landing page. They opt in, fill out a survey that's asking political questions because that's what that survey company does. And I got paid. I think it was at that time they were paying $4.50, $5.50, whatever it was. So I called one audience that I knew was just teetotally, what's the word? Miffed.
Slightly not happy.
And then I called another, and then someone said, I thought you were blue or I thought you were red. And I said, no, baby, I'm green. And then I called the other side and I said, did you hear what our boys said? Like, let them know you're sorry.
Stir in the pot.
I'm that kid in high school. You know what? So and so. But anyway, I didn't sell a thing. I just asked people to fill out a survey, but I gave them a very visceral, emotional reason why they ought to. And made like $1,500.
Got responses out of it, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Do what?
I said you got your responses, what you're saying.
Yeah. I got some responses. Yeah. I got some responses. So, yeah.
Danielson said, sweep the floor, but in Japanese in the chat. So,
thank you, Danielson.
Let's see here. It says, okay, so wait a minute. Not clear. Canadians have to call a Canadian list. I wouldn't have access to the.
No. You can use the U.S. list and market inside the U.S. Right. from Canada. Yeah. It's just if you were in Canada and wanted to market to Canadians, we don't have a Canadian list.
Yes.
And using the dollar, you would have to get your own list and stuff like that. But we can help you with that if you were wanting to market inside of Canada.
Cool. Let's see here. Explain how your call center works. Do you drive traffic there to be filtered into your clients that you sold leads to, or how does that work?
So we have a call center with Ring Central. And by the way, you don't have to be a member at Terry Wilson to go over to terrywilson3.com/RingCentral and set up your own account. You get up to 30 days free trial to try them out and 30% off if you continue to use them. But the way our call center works is we give you an extension in our call center, and then we teach you how to generate leads and through ad copy and ad placement to have people call your extension. And you say, well, why don't I just put up my own telephone number? Why don't I just go out and get a Google Voice? And I could do that. I mean, anybody can place an ad, but yes, you can, but you don't have a branded extension in a call center like this that's under a name that's been out on the market for 11 years, A+ rating. So what you're doing when you use our call center, just to be frank, is you're leveraging you know, our reputation in online, because we've been out there a while and we defend it. You know, it's not like we've not had nobody say anything negative, but 99.9% of the people have been very positive about what we offer and our value. And so if someone says, well, what's Terry Wilson, they can Google it and say, okay, all this positive reviews and a few. So you've got some legitimacy is all I'm saying. And so the way you do that is you just drive traffic to that. And the call center basically is the older version, the analog version, if you will, of our sales funnel. Some people like using the call center because they just like, get me in front of someone. Let me talk to them. I'll close them. So we still have that on there because we do have some members that will not even open up their computer. And you know who I'm talking about. And they will drive calls to their call center. They got a little legal pad. They got their saying. They tell them to go to a website that's already built. It's on my site. It's not even theirs. Watch that. Call me back. And then they just close. That's all they do. So for anybody out there that says, I'm tech-tarded, I don't know anything about computers, we can still say, can you answer a phone? Can you read? Can you speak to where other people can understand what you are saying? That's the knockout question for me. But still, if you can do those three things, you can still work at TW3. So that's why we've kept it all these years. But it's not a situation where you get our system, you get an extension, and you do nothing, and all of a sudden calls just start coming in.
No, you have to drive them to yourself.
You have to use these tools, these assets, the ad copies, these different things that we give you, using them the way we give them to you and show you to make it happen.
So for clarification, you will have to open your computer to get ready to rock and roll. But once you get all the moving parts set up,
then you're done.
Then you're through boot camp and you can.
You're through boot camp.
That's right. For the record, we weren't talking about Ron, but I love how in the middle of this, Ron's like, hey.
Hey. Grandma always said, let the gifted dog bark. That's all I'm gonna say.
Let's see here. The person that I spoke with 6 months ago is no longer answering their phone or emails. I'm ready to join. How can I?
So if you've been reaching out, and it's the same thing that I answered a minute ago, if you've been reaching out and your person's not being responsive, could be that they're no longer in the business. You know, we do have people fall off from time to time. If that's the case, all you can do is go to terrywilson3.com/contact. If they're ready to pull the trigger, let us know, saying this is what they talked to me about. This is what I want to do. I will then send you to one of our designated elite members who will follow up with you, and then you will be there and you'll have a great top shelf recruiter and trainer. And that just goes to show, and this illustrates something that I tell people all the time. Orphan sales are huge. How many times, I mean, you've made a ton of orphan sales that I've just passed along because so-and-so talked to them.
Somebody else did all the work.
Somebody did all the legwork, got them excited, did due diligence for a month or two, and then quit. Mm-hmm. And then the person's ready to rock and roll, can't get a hold of the person that talked to them.
Yeah.
And they lose it. And it's just, it's sad. It is what it is. So any other questions?
Let's see here. I don't think I missed any.
All right. Boy, I tell you, the chat is booming tonight. You guys are just chit-chatting away. That's a Simon and Garfunkel song, isn't it? Chit-chatting away.
You normally have breaks lined up around this point, so I thought you were going to go into another break.
Oh, okay. Well, then fine. We'll be back right after this.
So there's two things that I use on a daily basis to make more money, make more sales. Because I have learned over 20 some odd years of being an entrepreneur is most people do not make a significant purchase the first time they hear about it, or even the second time. As a matter of fact, it normally takes six encounters with a client before they will ever decide to pull the trigger on anything. How do you scale a business if you can't automate that process? One of the things and tools that I use is AWeber, which is an automatic email marketing system. Right now, you can get a 30-day free trial by going to terrywilson3.com/AWeber. That's terrywilson3.com/AWeber, AWeber, and try their services out. I think you're going to really like it. And if you decide to keep it after 30 days, they'll give you a discount for using that code. Go to terrywilson3.com/AWeber right now and put your marketing and your sales process on autopilot.
Mm-hmm. So how would you like to put your income on autopilot? You know, you've heard several online marketing gurus say the loot is in the list. And it is true. Email marketing done correctly will amass you thousands, if not millions of dollars. Part of my affiliate CPA and referral marketing business that I do, that I bring in thousands of dollars a week, is done by email marketing. But if you're just starting out, which systems do you use? What script do you use? How do you even get emails? All of those things make it tough when you're first getting started. So go over to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. I wrote an ebook called The $1 Million Email Marketing System. And it's a book and it's also video formulas and things there that's going to illustrate exactly what to use, how to use it, where to go to get certain emails that you need, how to present those emails when you send them out. Everything you need to do to start your own email marketing business and bringing that in as part of your strategy on how to make money, you can get by going to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. That's terrywilson3.com/MDEMS.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Can't believe you'd say that. Always rational.
Yeah, well.
Are you saying I become irrational at times?
No. No.
But what are you saying?
Yeah, I actually am saying that, yeah.
Good. I got my children in here telling me to be rational. All right, guys. All right. It comes that time of the show where we can give some fun stuff away. Cool stuff. Man, this has been a great show. Has everybody enjoyed it? I thought we got down to business.
Yeah. No, it's been good. It's been a good time.
You know, I'd rather be watching the Braves, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, do what you got to do.
Got to work sometime.
It is so amazing. People come in the house for the first time and they just look to the right.
Yeah.
And they see this and they go, what do you do? It's fun to watch the kids. This guy talks on a microphone 1.5 hours a week. And this is what. And I said, it's a good gig if you can get it.
I got that a lot too, you know, because my first is my shop.
Yeah, yeah.
People were like, isn't that cool? You have a store?
I used to tell people he just sold drugs because it was easier.
It was the easiest way to say it.
Easier to explain, that's for sure.
You keep going on vacation, you keep asking for time off. What does your dad do?
Yeah.
And instead of going, he goes in the closet and he talks on the phone because this was at the old house. I just was like, I think he sells drugs. I don't really know.
I don't really know.
He works from home.
I just say he's Walter Wright, but in South Carolina. Mm. Yeah, typically just
it's more. So it's a more redneck version.
Yeah. I don't know who Walter Wright is.
You got to be a Breaking Bad fan. Walter White.
He said he sells meth, essentially.
Yeah. He's really good at it. Like, really good at it.
If Terry was going to sell meth, I believe he would be good at it.
Oh, yeah. Honestly. Sure. If he wanted to sell meth, he'd be real good
at it. He knows how to close it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the confidence.
Vote of confidence.
Guys, we're giving stuff away. Let's first of all, let's see here. We got this going on right here. Someone just won $300 in restaurant certificates. And if I can remember how to spell her name, I'll get the email out to her. Misspelling me, you just won $300 in free food. Lori, congratulations. Lori out there in Remember the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas. You have won $300 in free food for sharing the TW3 podcast. We thank you so much. You're a wonderful member. We love having you around and love all the things that you do and bring at TW3. So thank you. And also, we're giving a 2-night, 3-day vacation away for some folks who just bought some tickets. Keep the applause going. Let me pull up the name real quick because it was the first one that came in. Michael Spillman. Michael Spillman, you have just won 2-night, 3-day vacation.
That's Michael.
So congratulations, Michael. You're getting a 2-night, 3-day vacation certificate from us as well. I might have to send that to Lori so that she can forward it over to you because I'll probably misspell your name. And but she does all my editing for me, and she will make sure it gets there to you so that you get it. Now, what questions do you have for me?
That's a good point. I don't know. I guess we're skipping it because it's kind of late. The question I wanted to, she sent a text and I wanted to, I just figured, you know, I'll answer it out loud. That's fine.
Lori sent a text?
Lindsay sent me a text.
Oh.
I sent you a text too. I sent everybody in the room a text.
Chat.
Trying to be low-key about it.
It's part of our outline.
Thank you.
For everyone that's like, what is he talking about? It was our outline for the show.
So. I skipped something. Do I need to do it?
Well,
let's do the question first and then do it.
Okay,
I teased it. So this will be the last question.
Just so you guys know, I teased something up front that I said I would go through, and I forgot to go through it, so we're going to go through it.
Silly goose. Let me ask the question real quick, and then we'll move forward.
Go ahead, I'm pulling it up while you do that.
So let's say someone had a little pushback. They introduced someone to the business, and that person said, this is nothing but an MLM with a dress. Personally, I thought that comment was hilarious.
Hey, I sell dresses, and it is an MLM. So. Well,
first of all, I appreciate your colorful metaphor. Slap a dress on me and call me Judy, why don't you?
But what would you say to that? How would you?
I wished I could talk to the person, because then I would ask them, why do you think that?
Sure.
And then let them explain to me why they think that. Mm-hmm. Because there is an intellectual answer. Mm-hmm. There's a financial answer, and then there's an emotional answer. Okay. Because people are making judgments on those three different levels.
Right.
Okay. Anytime someone gets excited about work from home business opportunities like that, 99.9% of them are MLMs. Mm-hmm. So I understand why, it's one of those. Mm-hmm. I get that, but it's not. And the intellectual answer and the financial answer would shed light on that. The reason is not, number one, and it's been vetted, by the way, back when I was in insurance, if you were in the early part of the show, I told you that I was in insurance, and I was also in securities, which meant I had my securities license to sell variables, mutual products, and stuff like that. To be able to be in that business, you have to allow the FCC and various folks you have to convey all the stuff you're doing year after year. And let them know. And you cannot be in any type of MLM business. You can't even be a part of it. You can't have one. You cannot touch it because it's a big no-no. Mm-hmm. So this business was started while I was in that, and it was being vetted by the FCC to see, and the FTC, FTC, not the FCC. The FCC was the one that was on our dialers and stuff. But it was vetted, but so it's not. Okay. It's just intellectually, it's not. You do not make money off of the activity of other people, multiple levels.
And I get that. People will be like, oh, I'm going to come on your team and I'm going to be a rock star and make us both money. And I'm like, go forth. I'm going to train you to the best of my ability, but I'm not going to make any more money off of you.
If you sell a product to someone and then they turn around and resell it to someone, you make absolutely 100% nothing.
Nada.
Yep. Nada. Zero. Zilch. Okay? This is a direct sales business. Now, if you are an elite member, you are an agency owner, which means it's set up like the insurance business. If you understood the insurance world, you would understand how I sort of structured this. As an agency owner, you have clients that you're bringing on. You're training them. You've got a lot more assets at your disposal to help them. You're carrying a little bit more weight. And we said, okay, there's a monthly admin fee to keep all the software hosting, support, everything active. The cost to keep that business for that person going is covered by this. What we will do is give you half of that to cover half of the support. So that part there is that residual. So when someone sees that residual part, it must be. No, it's just an ongoing, what they call in the insurance world, trails. That's all it is. Then there's our RMP business. Our RMP business is our referral marketing package. That's where you get direct contracts with companies like Uber, companies like Ring Central, companies like truck brokering companies, things like that. Thousands of different companies. When you offer these things to other people, you get paid for it. And a lot of times there's not even a sale that has to be made. You're just driving traffic over there. But if you've got plus members that come on, they don't have direct contracting. They don't have all the marketing assets that you have. They don't have all the training that you have. So they work, they work in your agency. And then they take that and you give them links and you give them only 5 links. And we show you it's only these 5 links you can give out. And we recommend you do. And you can do what you want to, but we recommend only these 5 links. And then you set what's called an overwrite. If Uber is paying $75 for every new driver you recruit, you might only want to pay them $25 and you take a $50 overwrite. Mm-hmm. Or you might want to pay them $50 and you take a $20. It's totally up to you. It's your business. But if that person can't go out and then recruit somebody, give those links out, there's none of that. It's mm-hmm. just agency owner and then an employee for that agency. That's all. There's no multiple levels. Mm-mm. There's no network marketing because we're not having, parties come to the house and, you recruit. It's none of that, so.
We do have parties at the house.
Well, there's one party at the TW3 headquarters here and there's some podcast primer that's partaken in and, we bless it.
And the hood parties. We got a lot of hood parties.
We have a party. A hood party. But anyway, yeah, I get that. There's an emotional judgment that people make because it's got to be, but it's not. And those are the intellectual statements I would make about it. And then those are the reasoning behind it. It's a good question. What else?
We've got more questions coming in, but if you're wanting to hit your segment, we're not going to have time to.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead and do it. Okay, let's see here. Question. I have a husband/wife team thinking about joining, but I know the rules for the FCC. Is there a way for them to work the business together without purchasing 2 packages?
Yeah, it's just they only get 1 set of credentials to get into their back office. But if they want to share those credentials, they can. However, they need to be aware that if one of them does something, they're both going to be liable.
Yep.
So if one of them makes a mistake, in other words, one's taking the training, the other one's actually doing something, and the one doing something didn't take the training and screws up.
Yeah. Yep. They're both in trouble.
You're both going to have some problems. Well, not actually the person that business's name is in, because you only get 1 set of whoever the username and password is that's bought the system. Mm-hmm. That person's on the hook for what both of your activities are.
Okay. So,
sure. So just understand that. But if you're cool with it, hey, it's your business. You do you.
Let's see here. What book should I read? I am an affiliate, not able to invest in TW3 right now. I will be cold calling, emailing, social media. So I guess a good book recommendation.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Let's see here. What book should I read? I am an affiliate, not able to invest in TW3 right now. I will be cold calling, emailing, social media.
Is it a female or a male?
I have no idea.
I would read Girl, Wash Your Face.
Girl, wash your face.
It's just a good motivational book in general that'll get you in gear to live a good life. But that would just be like a good overall life book. You're probably looking more along the lines of like an entrepreneur
book. Yeah, there's a lot of great books out there that you could.
Ron plugged The Art of the Follow-Up.
The Art of the Follow-Up.
Yeah, that's probably a little more relative.
See, I was hoping she would sell my book for me, but apparently.
Oh, you're worth more.
You are worth more.
You're worth more. That's what you should read.
You are worth. No, but no, seriously, there is The Art of the Follow-Ups in my store at terrywilson3.com/store. You can check it out. If you were wanting to follow up and needing script development and stuff like that, it's $5.99. It's an ebook. You can get that. It's pretty cool. And I'll take the camera off you guys since I'm over here trying to find that I've got a graphic that has the top 10 ways to make money with TW3 and I'm trying to find it feverishly because I forgot to tee that up and then forgot to mention it. So, but when it comes to sales, Zig Ziglar is always just a huge, huge influence in my life, both motivational and he's got some just practical. And I would tell you this. There's a lot of things nowadays you don't have to buy. You can go on YouTube and talk about, Zig Ziglar on closing.
TerryWilson3.com/free book. Boom.
TerryWilson3.com/free book.
Get you a free book.
Get a free book over there. You can get his books for free over at TerryWilson3.com/free book. Thank you. Why didn't I think of that? Because I'm looking for something right now. That's what I would do. And, of course, consult your trainer as well. See what they would do. I am trying my best, guys, and I apologize, but I have got a graphic out there that says the top 10 ways to make money with TW3 without, And I'm trying to look for that. So if I've got any members on here that can help me find that on my own stinking website, I should have had that queued up before I got on here. Boy, isn't that something? Top ways
to make money without selling TW3?
No, it's just the one of them is selling TW3, but there's okay. all these other different ways that you as a member can make money with TW3 without ever having. So if you see something come in, guys, look for any help that might be coming from the Peanut Gallery, because I know a lot of those guys use that particular graphic as well. But I'm looking for it so that here, let me go under about TW3 real quick on my website. I think it might be there.
Do you know what you're doing?
No, I don't. Yet they still pay me.
River, you got any jokes? I'm just kidding. Don't tell anyone. That was a joke.
For the love of God, I want to stay employed. Okay, here we go, guys.
A man walks into a bar.
Hey. Okay, so here, because Lindsay was texting us while we was doing it and said, you forgot to talk about the 10 ways to make money with TW3. So here's the 10 ways to make money with TW3. Number one, reseller system. Let's just get that out of the way. If you become a member at TW3 at any level, you can resell our system, make $750 to $1,500. If you're an affiliate, you can become an affiliate and don't even have to buy anything. You don't have to buy anything. And you make $100, $300. Okay. You can not only resell, but train on our system. That's where you become a member and make anywhere from, like I said, $750 to $1,500. Then number three, referral marketing. And that's what we've been talking about, where you get hooked up, you do direct contracts with your elite member, or you're working through an elite member and your agent, their agency, and you're getting these different links to where it's not affiliate marketing, guys. And what I mean by that, affiliate marketing is like when you go out and get a link from Amazon or something, you send a link, they buy it, and then you get paid a commission because it was a sale made. Referral marketing is where Lindsay just said, hey, you want a book on selling? Get one of Zig Ziglar's books. Go to terrywilson3.com/freebook. And you can get a free audiobook. All you're doing is trying a service out for 30 days. You're not obligated to buy anything. Your first book is free to download and they're wanting to sell it to you. But you can say, I don't want it and never have to pay anything. I get paid $15 for you going over and trying it out. That's the power. You come to Terry and you say, or you come to Gary, you come to Mark, you come to Lindsay, you come to Jeff, you come to Linda, you come to any of my members, Bam Bam, Michael, whoever, Tom. And you say, hey, I need a job. They can give you an hourly salary job. Doesn't cost you anything. They get paid. That's RMP. That's the power of RMP. That's number three. Number four, recruiting and sales reps affiliates. And what I mean by that is if you are any SRT member, PRT member or above, any member can recruit sales affiliates to resell them their system to leverage time and effort. So what that means is if you've got people that says, no, I want to be an entrepreneur. I just ain't got no money. Well, if you're a member, you can recruit affiliates for free and then resell them leads to help them out, which is really cool. Okay. So you can resell leads or you can get really good at selling leads and do other things. Number four, recruiting sales reps and affiliates. Number five, blogging and writing. We don't even get into that, but I make a ton of money off my blog. I blog about sports, blog about music, blog about religion. Stay away from politics.
There you go.
Thank you. I'm very interested in it. I have my opinions, but I just stay away from it. But, you can do whatever you want to do. Podcasting. If you're an elite member, you get the same software that I use to distribute my podcast through five different platforms. You get, start creating your content, start getting those RMPs. Hey, go to terrywilson3.com/ringcentral, except your might be yourname.com/whatever. And every time someone goes there, you make money. E-commerce, you get an online store if you're an elite member. Residual income, if you're an elite member, you get residual income that come in. Lead generation, you get, one of the ways I used to make money, I still make money, is I generate tons and tons and tons of leads in the insurance business. And then I sell those leads and I make $15, $25 per lead. And I don't care if the people buy insurance or not. I'm just selling the leads to the insurance companies. So that's a great way. And then our enterprise sale. If you're an elite member, you can sell what our APS system, which is an $18,000 payday. So those are the 10 ways you can make money with TW3. And only a couple of them was actually reselling TW3. So anytime someone says, well, all it is an MLM in a new dress. And I get that. I'll be reasonable. I know. Forgive me, guys, if I come across insulting. I don't mean to be. It's not. You just have to educate the client. And a lot of times those are emotional decisions they're making because it smacks of MLM because those guys are excited about working from home and talking about making a lot of money. Well, it must be, it could be just a great opportunity.
Could be.
Could be.
Had a little bit of a little hiccup there.
Could you say that with any more doubt in your voice? Could be, might not be. You make the call. Good Lord. Thank you for the vote of confidence, son.
It was more of, I was trying
yeah,
not
I
to
get it. Shut up
in the mic. Anyway, I think.
That was see. A joke, guys. I wasn't.
Let's see. How do I sign up for the next mastermind class?
So if you are an elite member, you go into your elite training package. In the back, in the very bottom, it says register now for the mastermind group. And we meet on Wednesday nights right after the main training. So it's in your elite package.
What state are we located?
Confusion. Yeah. We are in the state of South Carolina. State of South Carolina.
Incompetence.
State of incompetence. I am born and bred in Marietta, Georgia. Moved up here when I was a kid. Lived in the Carolinas. Actually, North Carolina. That's why you'll see a lot of Tar Heel blue because I'm a big Tar Heel fan. And let me take the camera off of Lindsay there.
Sorry. Sorry.
Every single
week. Grandma.
Grandma. But obviously I'm a Southerner because of my dialect, as you can probably tell. It's not an act. This is the real deal. If you come to the conference, this is
true story.
What you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. If you like it, you'll love it. If you don't, it don't get better. So just be aware of that.
All right. I think final question, which system would I need to sell leads to insurance agents? Which kind of covered that a little bit before, but
you know. Yeah. So you need to be, if you're going to do that, you need to be on the elite level. Yeah. And if we refer people, that's a great question, Sean. If we refer people to other jobs, they're not working for us. They're working from Home Depot. They're working from Lowe's. They're working for some other company that's hiring in that particular area. And what we're doing is doing lead generation for headhunting companies is what we're doing. Yeah, just so you know, they're paying us to generate leads for them. And here, I'll take it off of you too if you...
What? No, I'm here. I'm so present.
I'm here present, accounted for. But that's what we do. That's what we do. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much. I hope tonight was informative. We tried our best. I know someone was wanting us to get to the point, but hey, for you guys that's been on a couple shows, you know we got to the point quick tonight compared.
We did.
I mean, normally it's 30 minutes.
That is what's kind of funny because
we were on our A game tonight.
Chris isn't even here.
Chris, like, Mr. ADD wasn't even here tonight.
We really could have strung this along a little bit more.
But. Oh, we could have been talking about everything, but. And Lindsay hasn't gone squirrel, you know, and talked about, you know.
I've been really good the last couple weeks.
You have. You've been on point.
I have.
So, you know, I don't know. Maybe that person just needs some Ritalin. Adderall.
CBD.
I mean.
Lindsay has a link.
You know what else is helpful?
What's it?
If you're feeling like really just like keyed up. If it doesn't knock you out. See, I am a very high strung person. So like I can take a quarter of melatonin.
Yeah.
And it just like puts me in a good place instead of knocks me out.
That was way more tame than I thought it was going to be. I thought she was like.
Just. It could have gone.
Helps me.
You never know.
Black tar heroin is. Let me tell you. I'm
like, why does it always devolve into that? Hey, we did play. We played. Someone says something about. Hey, Terry, I'd love to play golf sometime. Well, come on, Thomas. We love golf up here, except for Reagan. Reagan has got his.
I am not a fan of golf, tennis, or what's the other one? Frisbee golf.
Reagan swing. Golf.
Yes.
Yeah. I liken Reagan's swing to an unfolding lawn chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you should stick to running.
You ever seen Charles Barkley?
Okay, play running. Golf? Pretty okay at basketball.
Hey, we're doing a race in November, if you want to do
it. Now, he's a great runner. He is a great golfer. I'm just messing with you.
No, I'm a terrible golfer.
No, he's, yeah.
No, he's, let, no, 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 like, no, 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 no,
terrible at golf.
Awful at golf.
Well, you're not the worst, I'll say, I've seen.
I wasn't quite as bad as Charles Barkley, but it was close.
Yeah. Well, we played Top Golf today. They did that for Father's Day today, and it was wonderful. And I try to get out on the links and play a couple, two, three times a week.
I will say, you were a much better golfer than I thought you would be. I've never seen you play golf, but you just... He was the, you know how Top Golf has like the levels.
Yeah,
I was looking at like the scores of all the people around us, and he had the highest score out of like anybody that we were around.
I have to brag on myself for a second. Check out that picture of my last race.
That's a fantastic picture.
Isn't that sweet?
Is it the race out. You're doing in November?
Oh, listen, I saw that on social media. You're a rock star.
Warrior Dash.
That's right. Are you doing another one in November? Is that what that is?
I think we're going to do, Justin might do a half. I won't do over a 10K though, because I'm slow.
Half marathon. That's like what, 13 point something miles?
13.2.
A lot of pain.
I think.
A lot of pain. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. I'm trying to read the question.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at you. You were just kind of like staring out.
So Thomas is in the upset. I didn't know that. Whose recruiter is Thomas Bells? Is that you? Is that your guy?
Don't know if
the didn't he make a few sales today or yesterday or something? I saw his name come in.
Know off the top of my head.
Okay. I think he did. But Thomas, you're a rock star and we can actually play some golf. Matter of fact, I'm getting together with one of our other members. Maybe we all get together and go out to Woodfin. he's a narc. he says, Mark. Oh. I thought you said you were a narc. I said, well, don't come around here. Lindsay's in house.
Right? Hey. Everything I do is legal.
Whoops.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. Let's get together and do something, man. Sure enough. Mark is laughing right now. We can definitely do that. Absolutely. So I'm actually going to do something probably normally when I play, it's on Mondays. So if your Mondays are clear, shoot me an email. I like playing at Woodfin Ridge just because it's close to home and I know the course. So love to get together and play some golf. Love golf. Not great at it, so don't expect much. My son is being really nice, but I think there's just a lot of bad golfers out there. I mean, I'm good with the irons. One of the things I've started doing. What are you doing?
Just really devolved into this.
What happened?
Committed. No, you're fine. You're fine.
But one of the things I started doing is I stopped using my driver. All I do is use irons because I can't hit drivers.
And neither can I, but I tried.
You did great.
Thank you.
You did really good. You did really good.
I hate you both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you both suck.
Yeah.
But
at least we can hit it past like 50 yards. So there's that.
Yeah, there is that. So anyway, good night, guys.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean...